Blog Talk Radio.
Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day.
Amen, amen, amen. It is a new season, praise God, and it is a new day, hallelujah. Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we thank you, praise God, for tuning in this evening. We have a special program that we are excited about this evening, and it is our testimony and Thanksgiving broadcast. Praise God. This is an opportunity for all who desire to be able to share of the goodness of God in their lives. Has God been good to you? As the elderly people say, if you can't tell it, let me tell it, praise God. And we know that the Word of God teaches that they overcame, hallelujah, by the blood of the Lamb and the what? And the words of their testimony. And so we're supposed to be able to know how when the Word of God tells us to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. That's not just in song. That could be in word as well. When you are telling of the goodness of God in your life, you are joyfully making a joyful noise unto the Lord, making a joyful noise to the people of God, praise God. And so we thank God for you tuning in, and we do have those tonight that are available to be able to share of their testimony and to share what God has done for them, because it's important, as we talked about in previous times, to be able to get the word out, to let people know that may be going through some of the difficulties you have gone through, to be able to share and let them know that our God is still on the throne, hallelujah, that what God has done for me, he is no respecter of persons. He can do the same thing for you, praise God. So we're going to go ahead and get started with our program. We like to start out by ushering in the presence of God with a song of praise. And so I'm going to ask that you listen and be blessed, praise the Lord. Everything, and every praise, hallelujah, belongs to our God.
Let me hear the worshiper. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Yeah.
today. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise for God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Service. And I just want to just share a little bit about
testimony. What is testimony? Why is it such a powerful tool? Well, a long time ago in churches, they would stop. Some churches every Sunday would have opportunity for testimony service. I can remember growing up in some of the churches that I attended as a child, and they would have times that they would specifically set aside for people to stand and share of the goodness of God in their lives. And that's exactly, of course, what a testimony is. And it is very biblical, of course. There are many scriptures in the Bible that talks about telling of the goodness of God, specifically one in particular, Psalm 66 and 16. David said, "Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell what he has done for my soul." Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We need to be able to be vocal about the things of God. We need to let others know, because indeed that is how we win them. One of the tools, one of the avenues that we use to win others over to Christ, when they see what God has done in our life. We're not supposed to take the miracles and signs and wonders that God has done on our behalf and take them and put them under a bushel or hide them. No, we are supposed to go forth and be able to use what God has done for us as a ministry tool, praise God, to be able to help to win others to Christ, people, and especially in this day and time, people are hurting. People are suffering. People need to hear that our God is still on the throne and that there is no other God but our God. And he is still in full control. He is all-powerful, all-knowing. And yes, just as Jesus Christ, when he walked the earth some 2,000 years ago, he did miracles then. Well, guess what? The word of God says, "I change not." He is still a miracle-working God to this very day. I promise you he is. He has worked miracles on my behalf, my family's behalf, and as well as, I'm sure, on your behalf. And so we've got to be able to be vocal. We've got to be able to tell it. As I shared early on, the old people used to say, if you can't tell it, let me tell it. Let me tell it. Let me tell it. You know, and go, if you have to, shout it from the mountaintop. Tell of the goodness of God in your life. Because, see, the enemy, his message is going forth. All you got to do is turn on the evening news. And I declare, when you turn the evening news on, you will probably not be tuned in even 10 minutes, and you will hear of some type of negative report, some type of heinous crime that has been committed. That is the telling of the things of the enemy. Where are we as God's people to be able to shout out the good news of Jesus Christ, to be able to shout out to the masses what the God has done in our life? So that's one of the reasons why, praise God, we have set aside this time so that others, our listening audience, and anyone else that feels that they would like to share of a story of what God has done, of the good news of God, we wanted to present them with this opportunity, praise God. Pastor Day, did you have anything that you'd like to share and add?
Right. Amen. It's a lot about the goodness of God. I mean, each and every day that we're alive and living, have breath in our body and have warm blood in our veins, we have opportunity to be a blessing, to share the blessing of God in our life from day to day. We're alive no matter where you are, in your living room, where you are, in your home, mm-hmm. or your job, mm-hmm. wherever you are, you can tell and share the goodness of God in your life. Amen. Mm-hmm. So it's a joy, it's a blessing to be able to have opportunity to do so.
Yes.
At any given time, you know,
yes.
let everything that have breath praise you,
praise
the Lord.
You the Lord.
Praise him
Amen.
In worship. Praise him in prayer.
Amen.
Praise him in your, give your testimony to someone it can be a blessing to someone else. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I shared earlier, I talked about miracle signs and wonders. And God does still perform in 2022. Yes,
amen.
He does. Miracle signs and wonders.
Yes.
And so how do we position ourselves for a miracle? How do we position ourselves for a miracle? Well, the first thing is you've got to believe. You've got to believe. You've got to, no matter what the circumstances may look like, you've got to be able to stand on God's word, knowing that God has said that he hears our prayers. He answers our prayers. He says yay and amen to our prayers. And that in the midst of that, as we stand on his word, we believe his word, we live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, we then position ourselves as we believe and know that I know that my God is able.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, he is. I believe it with all of my heart because his word declares and tells me so. That's why I believe it. Yes, even the little children, the song that we all learned so long ago, Jesus loves me, this I know, because the Bible tells me so. Yes, his word tells me so. His word tells me that he still performs miracles. His word tells me that there is nothing that is impossible for God. His word tells me that in Philippians 4:13 that I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. First, in order to position yourself for a miracle, you've got to believe God that a miracle can occur. Next, what do we need to do to position ourselves for a miracle? We've got to walk by faith. We've got to walk this thing out. We've got to walk knowing, standing again on God's word, knowing by faith. And even when the circumstances look like we're going to be overcome, when the circumstances look like they are too great for us to handle, we're more than likely, hello, they are. And that's when that we call on the power of God by faith, knowing that our God, he never fails.
Amen.
He never fails. And that is when things appear, hallelujah, too big for us to handle, that's when our God comes in and he does his best work.
Amen. No failure in God.
There's no failure in God. When when God tells us, cast all of our cares upon him, for he cares for us. And when you cast them over on him, do not take them back. Cast them at his feet. Move out of the way and by faith trust God, knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is going to come through for you. Why? Because you're his child. Because you are his child and because he is a mighty, mighty good father.
Yes, he is.
So first, to position yourself for a miracle, you've got to believe. Next, you walk by faith. And thirdly, I just want to share, you've got to declare a thing.
Uh-huh.
The word of God tells us that as we declare a thing,
yes,
we shall see it come to pass.
Amen.
So you call those things that be not as though they were. If you've got sickness in your body, what do you do? Do you declare sickness? No, you don't. You stand on God's word and you find a scripture to hold on tight to be able to internalize it, to be a scripture. When I was dealing with an illness, one of the scriptures that I held on tight to was, yes, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord who heals, who forgives all of our iniquities, and heals all of my diseases.
Amen.
Hold on to a scripture. There are other scriptures that talk about healing, that Jesus Christ, he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes we are what? We are healed.
Amen.
So when you need a miracle, when you need God to come through in your life, all you've got to do is believe. First of all, walk by faith and then use what God has given you. That's the power of the tongue, to declare a thing, standing on God's word, and watch it come to pass. That's how we position ourselves, praise God, for miracles and signs and wonders to occur. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Well, we're going to go ahead tonight, and we have those that are waiting on our line to be able to share the goodness of God in their lives,
Amen.
To share about how God has performed these miracles, signs, and wonders. And first, I'd like to ask Pastor Danette, Pastor Valencia Jackson, if you'll go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, and we will dispatch you into the studio.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hello. All right. It's a wonderful thing to be in the service of the Lord. Thank you, Pastor Lisa, for having us to come in on today. I just want to share a scripture with you. And it says in Matthew 28:16, it says, "Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore,'" here's the main key, "'therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.'"
Amen.
So Jesus gives us a commandment to go and to make disciples. So my testimony today is about a week before, we had an evangelistic outreach at my church. And so, you know, it's a time we've been in a pandemic, and the people were very excited about getting out and going to the go ye going, making disciples. So we had three churches that came together, and we got together and we got into teams. We had been praying for to be able to go out and to minister the gospel in this way. So we had about maybe between 8 to 10 teams of 2 and 3 people that went out to go and share the gospel in our neighborhood, in the neighborhood where the church is, and in the community. So as we went out to share the gospel with different ones, we went to, my team in particular, went to a senior citizen apartment place. And so as we were knocking on doors, and of course we came to many doors that people would see you, know you're there, but they refused to open up the door just to say, "What do you want?" or, you know, just that type of thing. And so we had went to one complex, then we went to the second one. And so as when we got to the second one, there was a shift in the spirit, because we was kind of getting discouraged. But we met this one person that was so excited to see that someone was out sharing the gospel. She said, "Oh, look, they got this person and that person and that person and that person. They're home. They'll be glad to hear the message that you have." And so that particular person was so excited. We had invited her to come to the church for hot dogs and hamburgers, and she came. But then we continued to go on. We continued to walk in the complex. And so we walked to one guy, and he started giving us encouraging words and said, "You're doing a good job, Pastor. This is a wonderful thing. So don't give up. Don't give in. You're doing just what you need to do." So that was encouraging to hear someone tell you that you're doing a wonderful thing. You're doing the right thing to come out to share the gospel. Because, you know, there's so many people who need to hear the word of God, and yet nobody is going to them. You know, the problem is we find ourselves in the four walls in the church, but we don't go outside the church. But it's outside mm-hmm. of the church that needs the word of God more than anything. So as we continue
That's
to
right.
share, he gave us an encouraging word to keep going and say, hey, there's another person. And we were just walking, and there's this one lady just came to the door. She just wanted to know what was going on. So we shared the gospel with her, asked if they would need prayer. So that's what we were doing. So do you need prayer? If they decided they didn't want to come, do you need prayer? Do you need prayer? And some said no, but we went to this one lady. This one lady, she was in her 80s. And so we went knock on her door. And so when we knocked on her door, she was I can't say her name because her name is really hard to say. But anyhow, she mm-hmm. came to the door. And so we said, we're out here sharing the gospel. So she came out and she said, you know what? This is great. I mean, when I was a kid, we used to go out and share the message of the good news with different people. We used to do this canvassing, she called it. But no one hardly ever mm-hmm. does that anymore. And so this lady was mm-hmm. so excited that somebody actually came and knocked to the door and asked her mm-hmm. if she knew Christ, if she would like prayer. And so as we continued to talk in our conversation, she shared that her son had just passed away. Son had died of a heart attack. And so as we were ministering to her, I just asked, I said, ma'am, can we pray with you? Can I touch your shoulder and pray with you? And as we begin to pray with her, the Holy Spirit just kind of dropped in on us. And this lady just began to cry. And she just began to sob. And she was crying as we continued to pray. And then after we finished praying, she said, can I hug you, please? Can I hug you? So she hugged us all. And she said, thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for praying with me and for me. She said, you just don't know how much I needed that. I really needed that. I really needed somebody to come and to pray. And I'm so glad that you guys went out to do your evangelistic piece. And so that was encouraging for us because, you know, when you've been knocking on doors and you want to share the message and people just like, they look at the window, but they hurry up and act like you didn't see them. They hope you didn't see them. But then when you get those who are willing to listen, just want prayer and need prayer and willing to receive it, it makes a difference. It means that your work that you're doing is not in vain. So we continue, it's not in vain. So when God tells us to go, that's what we need to share. The message of Christ, because somebody will receive the good news. When we got back to the church, all the teams got back and we assembled together after we had eaten, and because people actually came to our little picnic thing, and they actually came and ate, and we shared a message with them. Then we had a time of testimony so that everybody could share about what happened during this time of going out, because it was the first time. So it was the first time that the church had went out to go and do evangelistic, you know, outreach.
And they were
so excited about what they see God do. So one lady was walking and she had stopped this young man in a car. And she said, hey, I got some good news for you. So she began to share with him. And so as she began to share, the young man closed his eyes, put his hands up, and was praying with her, and he received salvation. And then another lady, another one, there was two more. So we had like three people that accepted Christ during our evangelistic outreach. So we were so excited about it. So when we got back, as we were sharing the testimonies, one of the ladies said, now, Pastor, now we ain't doing this just once a year now. We got to go back out. We got to do this again.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. That's right.
So that's the key. We got to keep praying, keep trusting God. You know, it doesn't matter what God tells us to do. We have to share the message of Christ, because there's somebody out there that are willing to listen and willing to receive the word of God, willing to receive the good news. So my testimony simply is this, is to go and to make disciples and to share the good news, because someone out there is waiting on you when you come to them. They're waiting because they're like, I need to hear some good news, especially when we see all of the things that's going on in the news. Like you said, there's so much bad news that's going on. Somebody just willing to hear some good news and that God really loves them can really make a difference in their life. So that's my testimony on today. I want to just share a little bit about evangelism and going out and making disciples.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And Pastor Jackson, thank you so much for sharing that. Something that you said that this was resonated in my spirit about your evangelism efforts. You said that it's the people. We have to recognize that it's really the people outside of the church that really needs the Lord and needs to know about the Lord even more. And that is so very true. Sometimes we have a tendency to get really focused on and caught up in, okay, bringing people into the church and the service of and the flow of the service and everything that involves the gathering of, and most of those are people that come, you know, the majority of the congregation is made up of people that already believe. Well, the word of God tells us that we are to go out into the highways and hedges.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the highways and hedges. And compel where, well, how can we compel if we don't take time to talk to people? You know, and I was, that was so powerful about, you know, you are going to be able to talk, and maybe in the beginning, the majority of the people, you know, looking out the door, not answering or ignoring, you know, your knock or but nevertheless, that one woman, hello, that came, that you were able to go to, that had experienced the loss of her son, and I'm sure you all were a godsend to her, because she needed to hear. And thank God for you all going forth, for you following the lead of the Holy Spirit and being able to go forth to minister to her during that time of need. See, she didn't have to come and find your church and find out what time your service started and all of that. You all went to her. And that's what I truly believe, when that's Christ in action. Hello? Oh, yes, it is.
Yes.
That's Jesus Christ in action, because that's what he did. He did. He didn't wait until sit on somewhere inside of a building and wait until the people came to him, or only came only, you know, on Sunday mornings and Wednesday evenings, only allowed them to come then. No. He went out to the people. He went out and he ministered. He went out and told the masses about the goodness of his God. And if we are Christians, Christian means Christ-like. That's exactly what we need to do as well. Oh, my goodness. I just believe that if more churches would get out and begin to evangelize, we would truly have salvation flood the streets, as the song says. Yes, we would have salvation flooding the streets, a revival of God's Holy Spirit and salvation flooding the streets. So thank you so very much for sharing that. and those words of encouragement. That is so very much what's needed. Praise God. Yes, ma'am. Pastor
Jasper, did you hear? Amen. Thank God for Pastor Jackson. Yeah, that's showing the love of God right there. It's showing the love of God.
Oh, yes, it is.
Showing compassion and showing the love of God. Mm-hmm. Outside the four walls of the church, you are commanded to go.
Yes.
You're commanded to go.
Go ye. That's what the Great Commission said. Go ye.
Amen. That's your love of compassion.
Go ye.
Yeah.
Yes. Very simple.
Amen.
To go
praise
ye.
God. Thank
go
God
ye. So praise God.
Yeah.
We
great
thank
work.
God for the great work. Yes. Pastor Jackson, that you and your church and the other believers are doing a great work, a necessary work, especially in this season. So we thank God for you and thank God for you sharing on tonight's broadcast. Praise God.
Brother Joe, what a blessing to one day to hear that God said, well done, thou good
well
and
done,
faithful servant.
Well done, thou good and faithful
Amen,
servant.
Praise
Amen,
God.
Amen. Well, Mother Pat Gallo, praise God.
Mother Pat.
We're going to bring her on. Hallelujah,
Mother
Pat. If you'll just press one on your keypad, we have the mother-daughter tag team tonight. You know, for those of you all that don't know, Pastor Valencia Jackson is the daughter of Mother Pat Gallo.
Amen.
And I've claimed both of them, hallelujah. We've claimed both of them as our sister, hallelujah, and our mother in love, praise God. Mother Pat.
Great women of God.
Oh, yes, great and mighty women of God.
Amen. I
hey,
was
Mother
just
Pat.
Listening to, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
Okay, I was sharing. I was listening to Pastor Jackson, and when she was saying about going out, that is so important to get out of the four walls of the church. So I thank
Amen.
God
yes.
for that ministry. But my testimony
Amen.
is this. You know, I believe the word of God, and like Pastor Constance said, we have to decree and declare. In Job, it says, we decree a thing, God will let the light shine upon our life, on our declarations and decrees that we make. So for several months, I've been dealing with different issues with my body. And so I started reading and praying and started decreeing and declaring the word of God and taking communion. Let me tell you, it's something, it is so powerful when we receive the blood of Jesus. As we take
Amen.
The, well, they used to call it communion and sacrament. But I say, Lord, I thank you that I received the blood of Jesus within this physical body. And as I be praying, I be reflecting on everything that Jesus went through for our healing. And so for us not to have our healing, that means something wrong there. Because why did he go through all that and say we are healed by his stripes? So as I continually, every day, been praying and decreeing by the stripes of Jesus as I receive the blood into my body, I believe for the full, complete manifestation of my healing.
Amen.
Now, y'all can remember a while back, I told y'all my back was hurting me so bad, Pastor Lisa prayed, and my back really got much better. But let me tell you now, my back is really better. I'm not having no pain like I have been having, and taking the communion and confessing what God's words say about our healing, our deliverance, and as being our provisionary. And even when I be praying, I say, Lord, I thank you through the blood that you brought, not only my healing, you brought my deliverance,
Amen.
You brought my peace, you brought my provision. Everything that he done in that sacrament, in his blood. So my encouraging word is always stay under the blood. Soak your life in the blood and just
Amen.
See the blood of Jesus doing everything that the word of God say the blood can do for us. And like the pastor used to say, you got to be a believer for to have those miracles. You got to believe. And I do believe for the complete manifestation of all our healing. It's not just mine, all of our healing, because Jesus took the stripes on his back. He didn't say it was just for me. It's for all of us. And his and the peace. The enemy try to make you be worried and worried and worried. What else? You just got to stop what else and say, okay, God, I choose to believe you. You said this. You said that. I choose to believe you. And you see, what you're doing is you're taking it off of yourself and putting it back where it belongs, the creator, the heavens and the earth, the creator of us. You're putting it back to him so the people can see the power of God working in you because we are his hands, his eyes, his feet, his mouth. We are the ones that he's going to use. So anyway, my testimony is keep believing in the power of the blood of Jesus because I'm telling you, God is well able. He's well able. Amen. All right. That's my testimony.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Mother Pat, she shared with me often when we talk, she talks about how she pleads the blood of Jesus. And now I used to just simply say I'm covered in the blood, but Mother Pat shared that not only do we need to declare that we're covered in the blood, but we also declare that we are covered, that we are soaked, and that we are sealed in the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When I got revelation of that and I began to see that in the spiritual realm and God opened my spiritual eyes to being covered, being soaked, and being sealed in the blood of Jesus Christ,
Amen.
I began to see and visualize that. And with that, the Lord showed me that because we are covered, soaked, and sealed, that nothing of the enemy, when the enemy tries to fire his darts against us, when he tries to have to bring forth his wicked devices and put them in effect against us, that he can't do, as Minister Hilton also said, the enemy can't do with you just as he pleases.
Amen.
No, he cannot. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, he cannot.
Amen.
No, when you are covered, soaked, and sealed in the blood of Jesus, it repels, just like when the darts try to come. They just bounce right off of you because of the protection.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Of the blood of Jesus Christ. And also, we have to recognize, as Mother Pat was talking, and she talked about the communion, the Holy Eucharist, we have to recognize that the Word of God says that the bread represents the body that has been broken for us. The wine represents the blood of Jesus Christ. Well, guess what? The blood, as the elders say, it's still powerful. It has never lost its power.
Lord.
So when you're taking that and you are taking it on the inside of you, oh, my God, first of all, you're declaring that you are covered, soaked, and sealed, covering your outside. But then when you take Holy Communion and you take that blood, the element of the blood of Jesus Christ on the inside of you, it helps to be able, to manifest God's healing power, first of all. And you can declare, Lord, let this cover every cell, every nerve, every tissue, every organ, every bone, every joint, every system of my body. Let it go through and help to manifest your healing power throughout my physical body. And God says, when you declare and decree a thing, it shall, according to God, it shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. Never will lose its power. No, it won't. No, it won't. No,
oh,
it won't.
No.
So I thank you, Mother Pat. I have gotten, even in speaking with Mother Pat, yes, I have, a greater revelation of the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. What a powerful weapon of warfare.
Amen.
What a powerful weapon of warfare. See, we need to be able to know what God has already given us in our hands to be able to stand against the powers of the enemy. We have spiritual weapons. And one of the strongest spiritual weapons that exists is the blood of Jesus Christ. Yes. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the power of Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. And the word of God.
Yes.
Amen. So, yes, ma'am. Thank you, Mother Pat, so much. Praise God.
Amen.
For sharing that testimony. Yes, we all can benefit from that to be able, because we in communion, it's not just a first Sunday type of ritual. No, communion needs to be done as often as you do. Oh, my God. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
The word of God says, as often as you do this.
Mm-hmm.
It did not just say just on the first Sunday. It says as often. You can take communion
as often
as you want to take it. As often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me, says the Lord.
Yes,
do it in remembrance of me, says Jesus. As often as you do this. Oh, and there is power. There is power. There is power. There is power. Oh, yes. In communion and in the blood of Jesus Christ. Praise God.
To God be all the glory.
Amen. Praise God. Mother Pat, praise God for you. We thank you so much. Hallelujah. For sharing that testimony.
Powerful testimony.
Praise God. Well, we have about 6 more minutes left in our broadcast. Is there anyone else tonight? We want to give everybody an opportunity.
Prayer.
If there's anyone else that has a testimony, if you have a question about testimonies, if you know of the goodness and just want to share what God has done in your life, here is your opportunity.
Amen.
And while we are waiting, I will want to, for the just talk about the purpose that we're here, praise God. Hallelujah. Our purpose is the salvation of souls through Jesus Christ. And Romans 10:9-10 tells us that if you but confess with your mouth and believe in your heart upon the Lord Jesus and believe that God has raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. And so if there is one tonight that doesn't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, simply pray the prayer as easy as A, B, and C and say, Lord, God, I accept you as Lord of my life. I confess that you are the Son of the living God, that you came, lived, died, and was resurrected for my sins. Now come into my life. Take charge of my life for the rest of my life. And if you prayed but that simple prayer, praise God. We welcome you into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Your name has been written into the Lamb's Book of Life, and you are saved. Praise God.
Amen.
Well, we have one, hallelujah, that has raised a hand that wants
Amen.
To speak. Caller, your last 4 digits are 4848. Praise God. Minister Hilton Britt, come on and talk to us tonight. Hallelujah.
Giving honor to the Lord, and thank you, Pastors Whitehurst, Jasper, and Constance for the opportunity. I have an old testimony. This testimony is it's old. It happened back in the summer of 1975, but I want to share it because it bears witness that God is a God who still does miracles, signs, and wonders.
Yes.
This is in regard to a minister who was attested of God as a man of God who was used of God to do miracles, signs, and wonders. His name is Apostle Isaiah Rivals. He has a ministry to this day which has survived him, which his son has ongoing down in Albany, Georgia, a great church down in Albany. Back in, and though he started his ministry in 1959, it's attested that the man of God fasted 40 days and 40 nights before the Lord. and the Lord used him mightily. But anyway, I was invited in the summer of 1975 to go down to Albany. He was having camp meetings at an outdoor tent revival. They were on the ground. They were anyway. The man of God called me up, and I went up, and he was going to simply pray for me, and I wasn't expecting anything except a simple prayer. The man of God laid his hands on me, and the fire of God fell from heaven upon me. It was like a bolt of lightning struck me, knocked me to my knees. And I got up. When he knocked me to my knees, when I got up, I was in one place where he had prayed for me. When I got up, I was at least 20 feet away from where he had prayed for me. The power of God had moved me and shifted me that far. And anyway, I was just jumping and praising God and speaking in tongues before the Lord. Again, it was the fire of God. I had never felt anything like it. And it was by the power of God. That night, I stayed with some brothers from the church at one of their houses. Amen. That night, I woke up in the middle of the night, and I saw this face of an angel looking down upon me. He had the countenance of lightning. He was shining forth, you know, with the glory of God. I just saw the face. And it frightened me. Truly it did. Anyway, I blinked my eyes for a moment, and I opened my eyes again, and the face was gone. But that experience has impacted me my whole life, because I knew then that the power of God, I've always believed in the power of God, but I have never felt the power of God in that manner. It transformed me at that time. And anyway,
right, take
later on that summer, I was in the Navy at that time. Later on that summer, I went back. I was on leave, and as I went back to my ship, I was going back one night. And I heard the voice of Jesus speak to me in an audible voice. And the voice of the Lord said to me, "Rejoice, for I have chosen you." And that is my testimony. So I give honor and glory to the Lord for all that he's done. The Lord has done great things in my life. He saved my life again on at least two occasions that I know of, I've shared on here how in May of 2020, the enemy tried to take me out in a car accident, and the automobile was just ran a traffic light and was just maybe 3 or 4 feet away from me, and going at a high rate of speed, and would have impacted me on the driver's side and would have killed me at the rate of speed that the car was going. But again, by the power of the Lord gave me a miracle that day, and I still wonder. It was a wonder, and I wonder, my God. You know, it's like he froze time. It's like he froze time, and the car just passed me by. It didn't hit my car. It didn't hit me. It just passed. I opened my eyes, and the car was just passing me by, and it was right on top of me. But God, but God. And again, in 2019, of August, in the airplane where I had a medical emergency, and the Lord just kept me. I blacked out. And when I came to, I was okay, but I had to land in San Antonio. They landed the plane in San Antonio and took me to the hospital, and I stayed there, you know, a day, but everything checked out. Praise God. But God has been faithful to me, and I just want to give glory and honor to the Lord Jesus, because truly he has done great and awesome things in our lives. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Minister Hilton, for sharing that testimony of the great, great goodness of God in your life. Again, to let us know that God is speaking. still a God of miracles.
Amen.
He's a God
Amen.
Of signs. He's a God of wonders.
Amen.
Just, Lord, even as you were talking about the automobile accident and how, yes, indeed, and I've seen, oh, my God, how God can take a situation or circumstance,
yes,
and
yes,
it may
yes.
look like one thing is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start to reflect back and think about, okay, the speed that the car was going, the velocity
mm-hmm.
that the car was going, the position that my car was in,
oh,
all of the facts would have said, yes, this car is going to make an impact that's going to be very devastating.
Amen.
But God,
yes.
oh my word,
mm-hmm.
those two words, but God,
yes.
but the power of Almighty God intervening. I've shared the story, even a similar story of my own husband in an
yes.
automobile accident that
yes.
happened. These two accidents, my brother and my husband,
yes.
they were not that far apart in time. But God,
Amen.
Oh my God, how he moved and how in both of these situations, miraculously, and how I know, and I'm sure Minister Hilton knows, and my husband knows how
knows.
Angel, our son knows,
Amen.
Oh yes,
God.
And God knows, I know
yes.
how angels were at work.
Yes.
The angels were at work. They were at work. The word of God talks about how God will dispatch angels
yes.
On your behalf.
Amen.
On your behalf.
Yes.
This is
yes.
so, and it is so true, so
Amen.
Vital. Oh, yes, he will. Angels, I can remember, as I have shared before, when my husband had that automobile accident, how I drove past that same intersection, was sitting there one time at a traffic light shortly after then, and how the Lord began to show me the angels, how they just
yes.
shifted,
yes.
Stopped traffic, shifted cars
yeah.
this way, been able to put that, and they were out just working. And
yes.
I just
yes.
saw in the spiritual realm as to how these angels came to that location and were dispatched on his behalf, as it was, as I'm sure, with my brother, how the heavenly
yes.
angels,
yes.
praise
my
God.
God.
Moved the car,
yes.
shifted things so that impact would not be devastating as the enemy had planned.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Amen. See, God, the angels, God has a way of sending his angels to be able to hold back, to divert the plans of the enemy
yes.
away
yes.
from his children. Oh, yes, he
yes.
does.
Yes.
I've seen it happen many, many times before, and time and time again in our lives. So thank you, Minister Hilton, for sharing that. And then when he was talking about also, too, when he had gone to the crusade and how the power of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, he started, the man of God prayed for him in one location. But then he said that he felt like a bolt of light, and all that fire from the Holy Spirit
Amen.
Picked him up and knocked him even 20-some-odd feet, placed him 20-some-odd feet
Amen.
Away from where he started. That's the power of God.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the power of God. That's the wonder-working power of our God. Oh, yes. And thank God for his Holy Spirit that empowers us and gives us the strength and the empowerment to be able to go forth and do what God has called for
Amen.
Us to do.
Praise
so we
God.
Thank God for you tonight, Minister
yes.
Hilton, mm-hmm. and we thank God for the testimony and the call that God has on your life. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Pastor Jeff.
Amen. We're going to have this one word at the end of this word. Amen.
Amen.
1 Peter, 2nd chapter, 9th verse. Do you know your true identity in Christ? Let me share that with you.
Amen.
For you are a chosen generation.
Amen.
A royal priesthood and holy nation.
Amen.
A peculiar people
Amen.
That you should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You
Praise
are a child
God.
Of the Most High God. child of the King, praise God, the Son of God. Amen. That's who you are in Christ
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
And enemy don't like
yes.
it. He can't do nothing about it.
Can't do nothing
praise
about
God,
it.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for that closing word. Do you know who you are? Praise God.
Amen. Praise
do
God.
Do you know who you are in Christ? See, these miracles, signs, and wonders, they're not open to the people, hallelujah, that don't believe. They're not open to the people that choose to be able to walk according to the ways of the world.
Yes.
But these benefits, hallelujah,
amen.
The benefits of these signs and wonders are reserved for the people of God. And
amen.
So we thank God. We give God all the praise. We give him all the honor and all the glory.
He is a promise keeper and a miracle worker.
Yes, way maker, miracle worker,
yes.
promise keeper.
Praise
oh,
God.
Yes, he is.
Always.
Yes, he is. So we give God all the praise.
Amen.
We give him all the glory because truly he is an awesome God.
Yes.
Well, we're going to go ahead. We thank God for everyone that tuned in tonight. We thank God for Mother Pat, Pastor Valencia, Minister Hilton Britt, which
Hallelujah.
Took time to share with
God.
Our listening audience their testimony. And we know, as the Word of God says, and they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their
testimony.
So we give God all the glory. We pray that you go forth and have an awesome weekend, the Lord. Share the goodness of God with someone, as Pastor Valencia said, that needs to know that Jesus Christ is King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and our God is still on the throne.
He lives.
Hallelujah. Have an awesome week.
And
to
God
be all the glory.
Praise God.
Praise God. We love you. Have an awesome week. God bless.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Come on, say it, hide me from the rain. That's it. My God is awesome. Come on. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word. Come on, everybody. My God. Come on, somebody lift your voice. If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
Say, my God. If you know he's been good to you, testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on.
My God.
Verse 2. Savior of the whole world. Giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. Yeah. My God is awesome. Listen. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome.
Awesome.
My God.
My God is awesome. the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You said, he's mighty.
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 Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you said, he's holy.
He's holy.
Nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan.
Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Searched all over. Couldn't find nobody.
I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Body great.
Nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Now lift those hands, singers, and let us give him the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find
nobody.
Yeah, you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on, nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Body greater.
Nobody greater.
Body greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody greater than you, God.
Nobody greater.
Oh.
Nobody greater.
Body greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Everyone in the building, just sing that tonight. That's what we came to say. Nobody greater. No matter where you look or where you
nobody
go,
great.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Angels bow before you. Heaven and earth adore you. Nobody.
Nobody great.
We came to lift you up.
Nobody great.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Come on, everyone in the building singing. Nobody greater.
Nobody great.
Turn it around.
God will turn it around.
DJ. Come on, Ma.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on.
From heaven above,
with wisdom, power and love. Our God is an awesome God. Sing with me. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from for no reason that he shed his blood. Come and soon you better be believing.
Our God is an awesome God.
In the void of the night,
our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
Judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. Mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. Hope that you have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God.
Area code.